This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We are up to Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. Se'if Lamed Aleph. Sif Lamed Aleph. In Sif Lamed, we spoke about if the Kohen has a mum, then it could be something that could be distracting to the people and they won't be focused on Berchas Kayanim. In order for the bracha to be effective, you have to be focused on it. The Mechaber concluded that if it's something that the people in the city are familiar with because they've been singing it for a long time, so then the mumen are not a problem. The Mechaber defined that in dash be'iroi means that the people are rugil and makir that mum, they could dochen even somebody who's blind in two eyes. And as long as somebody is living in the city 30 days, that's already considered dash be'iroi. So sif lamed alf. Im minog ha'makom l'shal shakayanim taos apneim, afil yesh befanav uviyadav kama mumen yitzas kapav. If the minog of the place is to drape the talis on their face, even if they have on their face and their hands many mumen, they could dochen. Now, that means even if he has red polka dots and blue spots, it doesn't matter. Hagav v'davkim hayu yadav b'fnim and atalas. It's very nice that the minog is they drape their talis on their face, but their hands have to be in the talis. If the hands are outside of the talis won't help for their hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in minog, there's no way for people to see them. If that's not the minog, meaning you have 10 kohanim, 9 of them, you could see their face. The 10th guy with blue polka dots on his face, he's inside the talis. So, ain lecha distraction, gadol mizu. Why is this kohen dressed up like a ghost for Berchas Kayanim? So that itself would be a distraction. Let's say the other kohanim, they get together and they make up, they'll all drape the talis over. People will still gaze at them. It's still distracting. Everybody knows how easy it is for to distract people by davening. All of a sudden there's a noise. Oh, whoa, what was that? You know, if you'd be doing anything else, you'd continue doing what you're doing. But all of a sudden there's this noise. Everyone has to, you know, turn around and look at it. So it doesn't help if everybody drapes their head if that's not usually done. Then the Mechaber said, if the minhag hamakom is l'shal shal hakayhanim, what if the minhag of the kayhanim is not to drape their talis, but the people cover their face. If the people cover their face, they're going to peek. They're going to come to a look. And there's some young people, they don't have a talis. But if that's the case, what about kohanim? Even if the kohanim cover their face, what about the young kohanim? So the Magen Gibarim says that when kohanim duchen, even the bachrim kohanim cover their face. But the Rama adds they have to make sure to cover their hands. So now what's the Rama talking about? The Rama has to be speaking about a mum for their hands. In other words, the Rama is not requiring covering their hands with a talis if they have a mum on their face. The Rama is saying that if they have a mum on their hands, they need to cover their hands. For a mum on their face, it would help. Okay. Sif lamed beis. Hayu yadav tzvuais istis. If the hands of the kohanim were dyed with a dye, ufua. The Rama says, istis ufua, perish minei tzvaim. Types of dye. Lo yisas kabav. They cannot duchem, they shall mistakel mehem.
In other words, if the guy's a car mechanic, then it's going to be distracting. Again, based on what we said before, if the guy's been fixing cars in the city for the last 10 years, it's not a problem. We're talking about it's not Dosh B'Irai. If most people in the city, you know, they deal in Tcheles, so they all have blue hands, Yisaz Kapav. V'cheinim hu Dosh B'Irai Yisaz Kapav. If people are familiar with this guy's hand coloring, then it's okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mistaklin Bohem, Uvamakush Nogla Kamashajam Tasal Pneim, Vidam Bifnim, and Atas Nosakap of Chanal. Again, if the minog is to keep your hands, face and hands inside, they kaduchlin. Malachtan Bekach, Umairi, Kishainoi Dosh Beiroi. It's talking about where people are not familiar with this occupation. The Bedosh. Now, one second. The Mechaber says, if Roiv of the city, Malachtan Bekach, he kaduchen. The Mishnah points out, that is, even though they're not, people are not familiar with it. In other words, Umayri kishe'enoi dash b'iroi, debedash b'menosei zeh b'iroi. It's talking about, excuse me, this guy, people are unfamiliar that he's a mechanic. So Mechaber is saying, if most people in the city are mechanics, even though people are not familiar that this guy's a mechanic, he moved in a week ago, but most of the people are mechanics, so it's not a problem. It won't be distracting. I, people don't know him. Yeah, but you know, we've seen this before. The B'dash Munah says, if this guy is familiar in the city, even if he's the only mechanic in the city, Gam Kein Mutter, says the Beis Yosef and the Lavosh and the Prichadash and other Achronim, Uve Eze Shulchan Aruch Yishanim Kasav Ze B'Mechaber Gufa. And in some old Shulchan Aruchs, the Mechaber himself says it. I guess we use an old Shulchan Aruch. In our Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself says, V'cheinim hu dash b'iroi Yisa es Kapav. I guess then the Chafetz Chaim's Shulchan Aruch, it didn't have it. So I wonder what it says in the first version of the Mishnah Berurah in that Shulchan Aruch. In any event, either if most people have this occupation or if people are familiar that he has this occupation, it's not an issue. So the bottom line is, if let's say a Kohen, you know, is missing a hand or something like that, we'll have to see about missing a hand. But if the Kohen has something unusual, but people know him, it's okay. And if he drapes his head or hand under the tallis, which we do anyway, it's also okay. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.